PodNuts wants to thank everyone who supports the network by going to www.podnuts.com/Amazon.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Geeksters episode 141. This is a show where we talk about all things geeky. If it's got a computer in it, we're going to talk about it, whether it's watches, Linux, Windows, Mac, tablets, Wiis, DSs, Xbox One, some of those things we haven't had a chance to talk about yet. For them someday. And with the Christmas season just literally right around the corner, maybe we'll have some stories from that. We'll get some of those stuff. I know I'm not going to be getting any of those items, but who knows? Joining me today, we're short Tim. Last week, I know Mitch, you were sick, and this week Tim is sick. So you guys are flip flopping it, tag teaming it. Maybe you both just don't want to be seen together. Maybe there isn't. It's like Batman. Nobody can say that I'm Batman. They just can. I don't. What is it? I don't call myself Batman. I'm just saying nobody's really seen me and Batman together.
I'm Batman.
No. There you go, Mitch. Mitch is Batman.
I can say it this week.
How you feeling, Mitch? I know you were under the weather last week.
Yeah, pretty good. Just a bad cold. I was due. It's been a really, really long time since I had a whole cold, a real full blown out cold where it was disgusting and ugh. But I'm better.
Good. Good. Yeah. Tim just, he sounded like everything was going, and he said, you know what? It was going around. It hit everybody. Now it's his turn. So, hey, the family that shares, it's a family that, was it shares together, stays together? I don't know.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. But I'm glad you're feeling better. Hey, Tim, it stinks, and I'm sorry that you're feeling so bad right before Christmas, but I hope you at least have a couple days off and it's quiet and you can just rest and relax and enjoy. Spend some time with your family. Kick your feet up, hot chocolate, a little maybe some cookies, and open up some presents. So speaking of that, it's so Tuesday the 23rd, we're recording this, and then next week, because Geeksters falls on Tuesdays, it's the 30th, so we'll have one more before the year is over. I say that, and then I laugh in jest because I have a feeling that next Tuesday is going to be the 30th. Like I said, it's right after Christmas, and depending on how many of my clients get something new that they want to tinker with, and they call me and they say, help, I can't figure out why this doesn't work. We'll see what next week holds for us. But I'm doing it. I'll be here. I'm looking forward to doing talking about maybe some of the stuff that we received, some of our we're gonna go visit family while you're here, could you fix this type stories. Are you going anywhere, Mitch, or are you staying home?
I am staying home.
Are people coming to you?
Yeah, my stepdaughter and her and the her kids and their kids girlfriends and but I'm not going to be able to see my son until the 3rd because they're going over his in-laws, but we'll see him on the 3rd.
Yeah.
We'll do. So I'm a little bummed out. I'm not going to see them until then, but it's too much dragging the baby and, well, then they got a year and a half old. And so two different times in the same day. So I understand, but I'm going to miss him.
Oh yeah. No, I really understand. Yeah, I am tomorrow morning. We're dropping the dog off at the boarding place about 9 o'clock. And then about 10 o'clock, we're heading down. I'm about 4.5-hour drive from here. We're going to spend some time with my mom. I'm seeing my brothers while I'm down there. I'm actually going to stop off tomorrow and see a client of mine. They're in the same town. Since I don't get down there very often.
Is that California?
It's just shy of California. Okay. So if you're looking at the map of Oregon, I'm going to be heading actually into Medford. So you have Medford, then you have Ashland, and then you head into California. So as far as from the border from Oregon, I'm about 40 minutes from the California border, like by Shasta area.
We had my boss just retired. Well, he didn't. He quit actually because he was going to probably lose his job anyway. And he went back home to Clackamas, Oregon, somewhere around there.
Yep. Yeah. That's not too far from here.
Yeah. So he treated me good. I'll miss him.
Yeah. So we'll be doing that Wednesday through Friday, and then we're going to head to the coast, and that's where my wife's family is, and we're going to spend Friday, Saturday, Sunday there, and then back home for us.
So you're always running around. You're used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be nice. I'm going to take some work with me. Definitely have some work waiting for me when I get home, but we'll see what's going on. Drone Commander in the chat says, woo, Medford. So I'm assuming he knows where that is. Yeah, so I'm looking forward. I'm just, the holidays can be kind of a double-edged sword when you work for yourself. I never know whether it's going to be quiet. I never know whether it's going to be busy. But so far, if you guys can hear that, it's me knocking on my desk. It's been quiet. So I'm liking that, be able to just get some you know, just business stuff done today. I had, you know, I had to renew my business license that came up for renewal, and just go to the bank and just move money around, and you know, Christmas shopping and, you know, shuffling money around and getting all that stuff done. That's kind of what we've been doing. My wife and I think we're going to go back out tonight. Just do kind of little final little stuff. All the big stuff's done. And I have just completely, excuse me, just completely used, you know, any kind of, if you have any Amazon, what are those called, referral links. You know, we've talked about it many times here on the show, podnuts.com/Amazon. I said, we don't see any of that. That all goes to somebody else. But, you know, nothing gets taken out of your, it doesn't cost you anything to use podnuts.com/Amazon. Or, you know, even if, I know there's a lot of other podcasts out there that have referral links, you know, support them. It doesn't always have to be, you know, it doesn't always have to be Podnuts that you support. If you listen to, gosh, who else has it? I know they, the Tips from the Server Room has one. I know that Mark Cockrell from Everyday Linux has one.
Mike Smith.
So Mike Smith, that's the other one, has one. Yeah, so if you listen to any of those guys, maybe rotate through, including us. Just do it. I mean, really, it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't cost you guys anything. You're not going to see any add-ons or special hidden fees on your Amazon stuff.
So you make me feel guilty because I don't buy stuff online. I just very rarely.
Really? I buy stuff. I hardly ever go to the store. I'm always buying stuff online.
I'm one of those. I'll get screwed somewhere or another. That's why I don't do it. I mean, I've done it if I had to, you know, getting a computer part or something, but I don't do it too often.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I was to go to, say, Fry's, which is the closest, you know, kind of in the comparison to your,
Micro Center,
the Micro Center, it's a 40-minute drive for me.
It's a little more than that. It's about 35, 40 miles from me. So it's not that close.
Well, and I've got to fight. I don't know what the traffic's like there, right. But for me, I'm kind of eastern or west Portland area.
Right.
So I have to kind of almost head into Portland and then down, and it gets busy. And I'm a Prime member, and for the $100 a year for Prime membership, I get stuff in 2 days, and it comes on my doorstep. If there's any, I've had wrong shipments or shipments that they lost, and then they refunded me money. So I've had very little heartache with Amazon. They've always treated me really well, even when it wasn't their fault. Mm-hmm. But if I go down that way and I need something from you know, Fry's, I'll stop in. But generally speaking, I won't, unless it's something that I need right then and there, and I know, then I'll go to Fry's. But generally, I was talking to a client on Friday. We were talking. She wants to move her, and I did this job yesterday. She wanted to move her router. So she's downstairs. Her office is downstairs, and she gets very little reception upstairs. Beautiful house, beautiful, beautiful house. And so I said, well, let's get those power line adapters. And so while I'm talking to her on the phone, I order them.
Right.
And then they were supposed to come in last night. They came in yesterday morning. I was able to call her up. I went over there, deployed them, and I needed to go to her house anyways because I work with the company that she works with, and she's hosting QuickBooks, and so we need to route all traffic to QuickBooks for her. And so I had to go work on a router because they didn't have the password, so we had to manually reset the router and set all that up. But I just, you know, I ordered on Friday. It was here on Monday. Done. I don't have to go shopping for it. I know what I need. I know what I want.
Now, are you getting, because of this time of year, because, you know, all the sales and everything, are people, your customers are they asking you, what are good deals now, getting laptops? I'm getting that constantly from friends of mine. Are people coming to me at work, hey, see any good deals on laptops? And there are goods, you know.
But
usually they're going to, I got a friend of mine, a real close friend of mine, he was looking for one, and he's got an old Vista machine. I'm trying to talk with, just let me put a new hard drive and put Windows 7 on it, which we still may do. But in the meantime, I'm showing him they had in Staples Circular, they had a Windows 8.1 machine from Dell with the touchscreen for $299. That's really super cheap, you know. And he went there. They had one left, and he's talking to the guy, and he got scared, so he didn't get it. Of course, they sold out now. They're all gone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even at that price, they probably have a seller on processor, but if you don't need to do anything.
No, it was an i3.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I know what the good, you know, if I see, I know it's a good deal. And he didn't want to spend a whole lot, you know, he didn't need an i5 or anything. He's just going to browse and do email. That would have been great. And, but he, you know, I say, you got to get it. I mean, you're not going to see it any cheaper now. You know, it's better than, I saw a couple for $250, like Asus i3s. Actually, I saw them too in person. They're really, really cheap looking. I didn't get it. See, I got my wife a laptop, and it's just all she does is pay bills. And she's coming from an AMD single core 32-bit Vista. So this is it's an Intel, but it's not an i3. It's a quad core, but has to be a lot better than what she has now. So I think she'll be satisfied. Because I was going to get her an i3, but I didn't. This looked better than the i3.
The i3s are just kind of that's kind of like your base model now. I mean, right. that's your no AC manual windows,
right.
Manual lock.
Still have plain Pentiums. That's what this one. It's a quad core, but it's close to. I think it might be a little bit up from the Celeron. But a lot of Celerons now are dual cores.
Right.
If she doesn't like it, we'll take it back.
I was looking at behind me. Mm-hmm. My in-laws were here over Thanksgiving, and they wanted a laptop. And so we started looking online, and actually, because we're Costco members, we were able to get them an i3. Now, this is an i3. I think it's a Dell. I don't remember.
Don't drop it.
No, I know. I'm trying not to. Okay. Ooh. So it's an Inspiron.
Yeah.
33,000 series. It has 15.6. Wireless.
Is it touchscreen?
Pardon me?
Touchscreen?
No, it's not a touchscreen. It's Windows 7. You know, this is the model that it's not, you know, I think it was $369. Mm-hmm. I haven't really done much with it other than just kind of get it up and running. It is running Windows 8.1.
So it is a new one, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I am spending a little bit of time, you know, learning, trying to learn Windows 8.1 on it. I put StartX on it. So, you know, cost me $5 to do that, but I pulled it out. I had, it came in really fast right after Thanksgiving. So I spent some time getting it all up to date and ready to go. And it came with a free year of Office 365.
Right.
But I put it back in the box. And so I thought, well, you know, before I leave town tomorrow, I should open it up, get it back online, do any Windows updates, kind of just get it ready to go. And it's, I had like an update. I didn't really have anything to do. So,
Micro Center were selling these Windows tablets, and they had like an 8 gigabyte one for like $60. I almost bought it for a friend of mine as a gift, and that came with a year of Office 365. But after reading reviews, it's only 8 gigabytes. It's like the operating system's taking up just like 95% of that, or whatever, and it wouldn't have been much room, you know, for any apps. What few apps they do have on the Windows side, but it was pretty fast. Quad core had like a couple USB ports, I believe, maybe USB 3, I think. I might be wrong on that. But it was a good deal, but, you know, you can use an external memory card or a SD card in there. And I almost got it for him, but I didn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, last week I mentioned my wife got a new tablet. And so she has been just enjoying that tablet.
What,
man,
what'd
oh,
you
man.
Get her?
Did I? Oh, you were gone last week. Okay.
Yeah, I listened. I listened part of the show. Oh, I was up there. Okay. I was dozing.
So, my wife went in and we purchased her. So, just a quick refresh. My wife went in. Her iPhone 4 was dying. She was losing sound. I mean, it just kind of was like my iPhone, where it just in one day it just kind of went from working to nothing. Mm-hmm. So she went in, got a Samsung Galaxy Alpha, which is a smaller model than the S4, and then with it was for 99 cents. Was a tablet, was the Galaxy Tab 4 tablet, 8-inch tablet, and then it was, you know, and then it gets tacked onto our plan for it's another like $10 a month or something.
She's
like that.
She's coming from iPhone to Android.
Yeah, so she went from iPhone to Android, and she just really, really likes it.
Good.
And but it maybe what I can't remember why was what made me think of that. Maybe it was the SD card. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But speaking of SD cards, I have a new Galaxy S5.
Okay, I did hear you talk about that. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was going to do it, I went ahead and did it, and mainly because it has the thumbprint, the fingerprint reader on it, and when talking to Dor about it, well, a couple things. I needed an SD card. I have a lot of data on there, last week I ended up going in and doing it, and then the LastPass authentication, the primary authentication is my password, but then the second time you authenticate, it usually will just ask you for your password. I can now use my thumbprint as the password. So that I like that. I like being able to just swipe my thumbprint, open up LastPass, and now I'm good to go.
Very good.
So I did that. But I wanted to mention, this just was one of the things that I came across that I wanted to talk about on the show, or at least bring to our attention. And this came from Matthew Williams, on Google Plus, he had sent this out, I believe. We're talking about Office 365, and, you know, like my parents, they have a paid version, or it's the free for a year, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now my parents will either have to, in a year from now, next Christmas, they're going to have to decide what to do. Do they buy Office? Do they renew their Office 365 license? Or do they go with something like LibreOffice, right? Well, a website called onlyoffice.com, it's a web-based office. It's a web-based office suite. I went ahead and got a free. I went ahead and signed in, got a membership for it, it's actually not bad.
It's totally free.
So if you go to personal.onlyoffice.com, onlyoffice.com, and then you can go to personalonlyoffice.com. It looks like mine will have my registration. I may have signed up with my. They've made some changes to it. Originally, you had to authenticate either against like Google or Facebook, mm-hmm. and now they've changed the plans. And I just saw this email the other day where you can actually just do a username and password. You don't need to authenticate against another party. But yeah, it does. It does a whole lot of stuff. It's all HTML5. You can do project management. You can have charts. You can do invoicing with it. You can do document management.
So you can save stuff locally?
Pardon me?
You can save stuff locally?
I'm not sure if you can save stuff locally. I mean, yes. Well, you can do it online, save it, and then turn around and then download it. But it does PDFs, text, docx, docodt, RTF,
HTML. So it's compatible with all of this. Okay.
So really, you know what it looks like? It looks an awful lot like an online version of LibreOffice. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. I was glad to see this. So if you have somebody out there who needs Office, they're not really interested in OpenOffice, or maybe they're using a tablet. Now, I have not put this on my wife's tablet because there's a lot of other programs out there that can be for tablets or for touchscreens. But onlyoffice.com, and it's free.
Yeah, because like this friend of mine that he missed out on that one laptop. He did get another one. He did get a new one. He's going to need an Office, you know, some kind of word processor. So that's what I was looking into. That sounds very good.
Right. So this would be like a, you know, it's Google Doc-ish. Mm-hmm. Docs. But I wanted to mention that onlyoffice.com. Just throw it out there. I thought, you know, why not? You know, competition or you know, more of these brings competition because one person's going to do one really good, and then the next company's going to come in and do something a little bit better. So I'm always for some diversity and that. So you said you worked on another computer kind of before the chat.
I don't get paid. I just do stuff for friends. I don't take any money.
You get all the hard stuff.
And just this thing was so infected. It was an older Centrino. It had a Core 2 Duo processor, but it only had 2 gigs of RAM. I worked on it before, and when I worked on it, it had Vista, but now it had 7 on there. I'm not so sure it was a legal copy. But anyway, it was just so hosed. Couldn't do anything. You know, I got it to boot up, but it was just like pegging at 100%. And I did get into safe mode. I was able to run some things. And then eventually, I couldn't even get back in safe mode. Safe mode wouldn't even boot up. And it wasn't that big of a deal. And I said, just, you know, because he went out and bought a new one. He went and got an i5 and... I said, just let me reinstall Vista back on it, because that's what he still had his recovery partition intact, and so I did that. But I mean, I tried to clean it, and I got to use Malwarebytes, Rogue, Adaware, Junkware Removal Tool. But you know, when I was online, it would just peg at 100%, and then I think the last time, whatever I used the last time, I couldn't even get back in safe mode. It's just, you know, I didn't spend a whole lot of time on it, but it's strange. Now, in listening to the Podnuts show, call-in show on Sundays with Jeff Halish, and Marvin mentioned a utility, and I know they have it. I might have used it once. Malwarebytes has a separate, like a rootkit scanner thing, and he says because he had a couple that he did his usual stuff, and he had to do a reformat, but he kicked himself for not using that because he said that probably would have worked.
Now, do you mean Malwarebytes is they have a their anti rootkit, or do you mean the Malwarebytes where you can have different extensions on the end? So
no, the rootkit, the separate thing.
Okay, yeah.
See, I could get Malwarebytes to run, and it cleans stuff up, but you know, it's just, you know, using five or six different things. They're all finding different things. And you get to the point where, and it's still pegging the CPUs. There's some bad stuff going on out there. And I'm not sure what it was, but I didn't use, like, there's another one, Gemer, I've used in the past. I don't ever use that. I don't think it's a rootkit thing too. And I need to explore other options.
Well, and all these tools that, I don't know about the rootkit, but Gemer, I've ran that before in the past, and I haven't ran it enough to really to make it.
Me either, but it did help though. It's been a while.
Yeah, I was going to mention it's in the D7 toolkit,
right?
And I come across a lot of stuff just from seeing that. I'm like, I have never even seen this program before.
No, I think Brian's done some tutorials on it, I believe, in the past.
Oh, on is it Gamr? Is that what
something
it is
like that? Yeah.
Gamr. Let me. I look that up. That's not what I'm looking for. It comes up with the Great American Group, and it's a stock quote. If anybody is interested, they're down 0.50.
Gamr. It might be GM.
Well, GAM. Oh well, we'll find it. So if anybody in the chat room has it,
yeah, Gamr.
Gamr.
Root detector and remover. Remover.
Is. Yeah. So it's Gamr .net.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I've not. Yes, I have seen this, and I think what happens is when I ran it, I had never ran it before. Unfortunately, if there's too many checkboxes or there's too many selections to choose, I always feel like I am completely out of my element, and I'm so afraid that I'm going to delete something that I don't know. So when it gets to the point where sometimes some things are just super simple, this is what they do. Oh my gosh, it's gone. What's the other big one? ADW cleaner.
Yes.
Yes. So you scan it, you kick scan, and then it says uncheck the boxes you don't want to remove, and you go through each tab and you
remove it all. Maybe that's why I couldn't get back into save.
Well, no, afterwards. And I've done that, I usually leave them all checked, except for there's a couple times when I've gone through there and I've looked at it is, and it's usually in the folders. It'll find things that I know are part of the system or add-ons that maybe HP has added or something. And those I'm like, I'll just leave them in there because I see that they're a legitimate program. ADW may see that they're a little malicious. I see they're legitimate and I'll let them go. But, you know, 98% of the time I'm like, click each tab and I'm like, yep, and then run.
See, I'll mainly delete the what is ever in the temps folder and delete
folder. These are usually in program data.
Right.
Oh yeah, no, temp folder goes away. When I'm using D7, one of the first things, I know I'm going to be running a lot of scans, I'm like, why work harder to scan data that I'm already going to throw away? So I go in there and like, I tell it to delete temporary internet files. Tell it to delete the temp, the history, the cookies. And that way I'm not scanning. I mean, granted, there most of the time it's, you know, 40 megs. There are a couple times where I've ran into 1 and almost 2 gigs worth of temporary files. And it's like, my computer's slow. I'm like, well, you got a 2 gig temp file, you know, or, you know, something else is just hidden in there. And so I delete that. And then I can, my scans, you know, I think my Spanish scans run faster. That may be all just in my head and completely illogical. But my thought would be
the same thing here. Yeah.
That works for me is if I have to scan A through Z and it's going to take X amount of time, if I start removing some of the alphabets, it should scan a little faster.
Right.
Again, that may be a false thing and it may just be, it may just make me feel better.
You should have seen that machine with only two gigs of RAM doing that the other day. Oh.
I have extra RAM on hand, but it's old RAM, and there's times when I think, you know, I should go buy RAM and just keep it on hand.
I used to have it, and I don't, because I don't fix PCs. I just do it for friends now.
The problem is I think that. I'm like, okay, good, I'll have some extra RAM on hand, and then I will never use it.
I've taken out one of my machines to put it in another machine to work on. To put it back after I was done, just to speed it up.
I mean, this box over here that sometimes you give me grief about has 2 gigs of RAM in it. It's an old an old one, but that one is my, you know, the boot up.
The bad thing about this one, last one I worked on, had, like I said, 2 gigs of RAM, and I'm looking on HP's website. That's the max you could put in it. But then I was reading people reviewing. No, you can put 4 work fine. But that thing was a beast. It was a 17-inch speaker, sounded awesome on there. Altec, I was saying, really, really sounded good. But they should have never sold it with 2 gigs of RAM.
Well, I mean, so
of course it's 7 years old, 7-8 years old.
Well, I mean, one of the old computers that I had worked on had 512.
Yeah, you know, I had worked on a Vista machine where I had to replace a lap. It was a laptop, an Acer laptop, once I replaced the adapter, and getting into Windows, it was all infected and it had you can't do anything with that. It's,
no.
I mean, they should have been sued for selling them, for Vista. Well, I mean, that's a very minimum, and
well, that's the thing. That's the very minimum. They will sell you that with 2 gigs of RAM because it'll run on 2 gigs. It doesn't say it's going to run good, but that's the bare minimum.
I was horrible, especially when you're infected.
It's awful. It is awful.
I got it clean. I got the power adapter, which was easy to fix. It was a daughter board. You just had to, it was like a $30 per daughter board. Well, I tried to solder the thing off. My soldering skills are not very good, but the daughter board, it was only like I said, $30-$35. So it was really an easy fix. That was my first laptop that I ever tore down, but it was driving me crazy, but I got it.
You had a friend, another client call me for her personal laptop, and she says her mom has a Dell laptop, and she goes to turn it on, and it makes 5 beeps. So beep, 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 beep.
That's not good.
Beep, 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 beep. Actually, what it is, it was just the CMOS battery.
Dead.
So yeah. I was like, okay, I can fix that. And she says she needed, well, originally it was a couple months ago. She said, I need to bring you my mom's computer because it's full of spyware and she just needs to get cleaned up. And I said, not a problem. Just bring it in. Let me know. And I checked, followed up with her, and she's like, yeah, my mom needs it. And now it's dead because it won't boot up. So I said, well, bring it in. I grabbed it, brought it home, turned it on. Sure. Beep, beep, beep. So to pull out the battery though, I've worked on some computers that the motherboard, and this was one of them, where the hard drive and everything's on the bottom of the motherboard and you have to disassemble everything.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This lady, I know she has cats. And I know this because I've heard, you hear horror stories, and all my clients usually bring me computers and I open them up and they're fairly clean. A little dusty. That's normal. Okay. This was like sticky, dusty with cat hair. And I I felt bad because I'm like, gross. And so I'm kind of removing stuff and I'm scraping like cat hair out of like around the speaker and the CPU fan. And I finally got it all disassembled. But to try to find YouTube videos was really rough for this because I hadn't seen this model before. I knew it was under the motherboard, but I needed to get to it.
You said it was a desktop, not a laptop, right?
Right, laptop. No, this was laptop. Okay. So I the first video was some guy from Russia. He wasn't speaking. It was just a video of him with the camera on, and he was taking everything out one by one and dusting it off. He had all of his tools and everything, but he wasn't wearing a shirt the whole time. Mm. Like, and then partway something happens, and he's got to get the screw, and it's a two-part series. This thing's like an hour long of him you're just basically watching him take apart this laptop. And I'm like, well, let me see if I can find another one. Finally found another one to make sure I knew what I was doing. Pulled it off, flipped the motherboard over, grabbed the battery. It was a little, CR, there was a two pack here, went down to Fred Meyer's and just picked up a thing of batteries for it, put it in there, put it all back together, power button, and then it beeped again. I thought, oh man, that's not the battery. So
to change the clock and all that.
But it wasn't even getting the BIOS. It was just beeping. I thought, oh, so I turned it off and I turned it back on. This time it didn't beep, but it didn't do anything. So I kind of waited. And then all of a sudden, spun up and away it went. And I had to go into BIOS, reset the clock. But
yeah,
after that, it was fine. No problem. So I don't know if it just had to
Did you know what the code was? Did you have to look it up, the beep code?
I had to look it up. So if you look up Dell, and it was an Inspiron, but the tag was all rubbed off on the bottom of the motherboard. And so somehow I didn't exactly know what kind of computer it was because it's a Dell Inspiron 15, but there's so many variations of the Dell Inspiron 15. So I ended up pulling the hard drive, putting it in my computer, and basically going into the Dell folder and just kind of opening up INI files and config files. I'm just looking for anything that would give me some kind of a pointer. And somewhere in some random config file, it mentioned Dell Inspiron like 5520 or 5220. I was like, sweet, I have something to go on now. And from there, I was able to find some videos that were exactly this computer.
I still use CPU-Z. I don't know if you ever used that.
But I couldn't boot from it.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, I guess I could have. One of the options was to put it in this computer behind me and boot up and see if I can at least get into it
and go that route. And the BIOS might tell you something, too. Yeah.
But I was able to find it. And so I put it all back together. It really wasn't as bad as everybody expected. Took it back down to the, dropped it off.
The only thing about cats, because they like to mark things too.
Yeah. that's no, bad. this was just
you hope.
Gooey.
You'll get, well,
Well, I mean, okay, it was gooey, like as in just dusty gooey, not... I would think that maybe this lady smokes every now and then. The computer didn't smell like it, but you know how the smoke gets kind of that...
gooey, yellowishy, disgusting. So. I've had that before. I mean, power supplies, cleaning out the fan and power supplies. Oh, my gosh.
But it's all... turned it in, did that. I think I've got a computer tonight where I'm going to be... it's a client of mine. We've kind of pushed it back and back and back, and she's afraid of releasing her computer because she has a new computer, but she's afraid of needing the data. So we're going to be, I need to just transfer data from one computer to another. I was supposed to pick it up last Friday. Last Friday became Saturday. Saturday became Sunday. Sunday became tonight. And she says, well, I'm going on vacation, so you can have it, and then I'll just get it back from you on Tuesday. I'm like, but I'm going on vacation. So I'll get it from her tonight, and I'll do what I can if I'm while I'm at home, but I'm getting ready to go out of town tomorrow. And, you know, I just have a feeling like the delivery date was getting pushed back, but the deployment date back to her was staying the same. So that we'll just make it. We'll do what we need to do. So I was trying to think of something else that I really this week has been you know since last Tuesday there hasn't been a whole lot. It's been nice and quiet. A couple little programs. You know, just paperwork for me. Nothing too major. I did that one job out and, you know, put those Powerland adapters, really enjoying those. The big news has been that, you know, well, North Korea's internet went down. Oh, I got something. And I forgot about this. I wanted to mention this to you. So, well, let me finish this. So, you know, North Korea's internet went down and who's doing what and, you know, is it government versus government? We have talked about this before, but if you go to map.ipviking.com, it is a live map that shows, what does it show? It shows attack.
Oh, okay.
It shows attacks, so you can watch it and see where attacks are coming from and who they're going to and their target and what kind of ports they are and then the attack types and on you know, so it's kind of a fun little map to sit there and watch it. I think if I had time, I would definitely maybe have it up on the wall on another TV, and it would be just a fun something to watch. Like there was just a big one from France, just a mass amount of stuff into St. Louis, and for some reason in the United States, St. Louis is this big target, and I don't have a clue why, but it was a SIP attack, so port 50, 60, 76 of them already come through, but map.ipviking.com. It's kind of a fun
now, you were saying their internet got attacked, North Korea, or, no, they're, yeah, so, they're the ones that supposedly hacked Sony.
Right, right.
For that move spoof, you know, that interview movie about North Korea, I mean, going in there and trying to kill the North Korean president or whatever he's called.
Right. Well, I think it was yesterday, North Korea's internet. Well, United States, of course, we're a freer country than North Korea. But there's multiple ways for us to get out. There's multiple ISPs. We can get out of the country in multiple different ways. Mm-hmm. Well, North Korea only has a couple of those ways because everything's monitored so tightly that, of course, it only makes sense that they would only allow so many ways out of the country from their ISP. So, but their ISPs were actually offline for, I think, 9 hours yesterday.
Sony getting back? I don't know.
I have no idea.
You know, they did drop. They said they're not going to view the movie. Now they are. They went back. They are going to
right now. Right. I heard that they were going to do it. I heard that they were going to do it through Crackle, which is another site.
Crackle.
If you go to crackle.com, it's a site for movies.
No, I know about it. They're not going to air the movie, the interview. Well,
that's what I heard, is that Sony was going to only release it to Crackle.
It's free. They're not going to do that.
Well,
that's,
now they're putting out movie theaters, limited movie theaters.
But I mean, they might be doing the trailer or something. But
no, I see. The problem is that all of this. I mean, there's so much information that has come through in the last 48 hours of this person attacked this person. This country is offline. That country's doing this. This movie theater is going to release it. No, they're not. They're going to put it here. I'm just kind of, you know, whatever. It's not one of those movies I'm going to go stand in line and spend money for. So
But I'll see when it comes out on video.
Yeah,
because I like the actors in it.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be silly. I don't. From what I'm hearing, people are saying it's not good, But the problem, but the thing is all of this hype over it has made it. Now everybody's going to go see it.
It's that's why they want to release it number one.
It's going to go great in the box office because there's been all this hype about it. So this could be the worst movie ever, and yet now it's going to get a huge following just for the fact that it's made publicity. And, you know, part of my tinfoil hat-ish comes out, and I say, I wonder if this all was on purpose. Not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could have been. The whole thing could have been orchestrated.
It's all a publicity stunt. I don't know.
But speaking of movies, a good family movie, I would say, is Guardians of the Galaxy.
That came out just out on Redbox, right?
Yeah, it's visually really stunning. You know, I mean, I'm not that, you know, I'm not too much into fantasy, you know, especially when you have one of your heroes being it's an animal.
Raccoon?
Raccoon, yeah. I couldn't even think of that. Yeah, yeah, one of your heroes is a raccoon, but I enjoyed it, and it's really colorful and really looks great in HD. Yeah. It's definitely worth seeing. For the whole family.
I'm right there with you. I'm not a big, I like sci-fi, but I'm not a same big, here. Like X-Men or.
X-Men I liked a lot. That's all. See,
You know, any of those movies, I just don't get excited for. So my son did go see Guardians of the Galaxy and I was like, now I'll watch it because it's out on, you know, mm-hmm. it's out on Redbox and I can get it for $1.50. But, at first I was like, I'll rent it, but it's that genre doesn't really do.
I'm into more to the sci-fi or the Star Trek, maybe Star Wars. Well, I like Star Trek way more than Star Wars, but
X-Men. We also root for the Ravens too, so we would just want.
You know. Yeah, well, the way they've been playing lately, oh my gosh, horrible.
Well, I will watch it. And Aaron and Oregon Aaron in the chat room says it's an awesome movie too. So I'll have to. I will rent it.
I mean, even if you don't like them, it's just because visually it's really appealing, really, really good.
Do I have to think very hard, or can I just kind of just watch it?
Well, it kind of makes sense as it goes on. A little confusing because there are a lot of things, but
because it's a talking record,
you'll get the gist of it. It won't take long.
Well, that's cool. So here's something. You're sitting down, right, Mitch? So
yes.
I have a friend who works for Comcast, and. We poor, give him a bad guy. Time. He knows he knows he works for Comcast, and he's got it. He is actually tech support internally with mm-hmm. Comcast, so he handles internal tech, you know, which is nice. So he doesn't mm-hmm. have to deal with customers. So Comcast, I have to give Comcast a high five this week because they have done something great in my book. But this is for me now. Comcast released a notice, and it is. True that, and this goes for you, Oregon Aaron, if you're a Comcast member, Comcast increased internet speeds for residential customers in 5 cities. And those are Seattle, Portland, Salt Lake City, Denver, and Colorado speeds. I heard about this and I tested it. I did speed test. I was getting 50 megs. My plan is 50-10, so 50 megs down, 10 megs up. I tested it from, you know, speedof.me, the Xfinity speed test, and also the speed test. The normal one, and they were all relatively same. I unplugged my router, waited a couple seconds, plugged it back in, let it boot up, did a speed test, 105. I doubled my speed from 50 to 100.
That's what I get. Well, I don't get quite 100. I get in the 80s, 90s,
and about 10 to 15. And it was free. They did it. Now, like I said, it's only for Portland, Seattle, Salt Lake City, Denver, and Colorado Springs. So Oregon Aaron said, yes, he is too. So I mentioned it to Cody Cooper, and he went home and did it, and he's like, done.
Jumping for joy.
So I don't really, Comcast is not, I don't think Comcast is in anybody's top favorite 5 on their phone, but this was a good move by them, and I am super pleased because now I can do whatever I need to do much faster.
You said for free for now.
For free.
For now. Well, it's part of the Xfinity triple play.
What was interesting, though, is the day before I was sitting down with my wife, and we were just talking downstairs, and my phone rang. And it was an 800 number, and I thought, oh, well, okay, somebody needs me. I call, and it's Comcast. And Comcast, the lady on the phone says, hi, this is Comcast, and, you know, the whole spiel. And she says, what part of the Comcast service do you enjoy the most? Because I have basic cable. Mm. And I said, the internet. And she says, well, about the cable? And I said, nah, I used to watch TV, but we really don't at all, hardly ever anymore. And she says, well, what do you use the internet for? And I said, well, I told her what I did, my work and stuff. And she said, oh, okay. And she says, so right now we're having a sale. I said, of course you're having a sale. She says, for $10 more a month, you can get 140 channels, HBO, Showtime, like all of these different premium packages for like 6 months or a year or something like that. Right. And I'm like, I'm not, I don't sit in front of TV that often. I'm a Hulu, Netflix kind of person, or, you know, but I don't just sit in front of the TV. And she says, well, you know, you also get access to over 200,000 free hotspots. And I'm like, hold on. I said, do you know that Comcast, and because I just read about it the other day, I said, do you know that Comcast is in a class action lawsuit about this? And she goes, about what? About the, you know, I told her about the Xfinity hotspots. And she says, no. I said, do you know what those are? She says, no. So I taught her what the Xfinity hotspots were.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and so I talked to her about them, and I talked to, you know, and I mentioned that a friend and who had it, and we wanted to shut it off. It shut off the whole wireless. And I said, these are hotspots where, you know, they're allowing anybody to come on their onto your network. And what they're being sued for is not, Comcast is not being sued because somebody has, you know, the FBI has knocked on the door for child porn, or somebody's using BitTorrent or something like that. They're being sued for use of electricity. Because people are saying, if I have to leave my router on so somebody else can be a hotspot, that's my electricity.
You're right. I didn't think about that. I mean, supposedly they say it's not going to interfere with what you do.
Right.
But, you know, it's one modem. I don't know how it cannot, you know what I mean? Because I'm showing my buddy, this guy just got the one laptop. He just got the Xfinity recently. So I'm showing him. So he's got his network, SSID. He said, there's Comcast. That's coming from your modem right there. I'm telling them that. I don't know about that. Well, I do, you know.
Well, unplug it, watch it go away.
The funny thing is, every time I used it before, I always had to sign on, like, outside with my Comcast account.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did his, I just logged right onto it. Didn't ask me to sign on, unless, you know, really.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure about that, but I got right in there. So I don't know how that worked.
Yeah, you used to, like I said, like you said, you used to have to sign on. And I don't know if that's,
you know, a few times I did it.
Credential or what?
I had it. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't the same one. You figure if you're in the same, connected to the same node or whatever, but I wasn't. No, this, I did it around here, and he lives like 15, 20 miles from me. So,
yeah. But, gosh, I can't remember who I was working with, and I wish I knew. He's talked on, we've had him on the show before. He does some podcasting stuff. He's got multiple cameras and stuff. It's not your son, somebody else. We've had him on Geeksters before. Can you think of who I'm talking about?
He
does networks and stuff as well. But he has multiple cameras. He does some podcasting, and he's got mixers and everything.
Oh, the one that lives by you?
No. He lives in, I think, Utah area.
Yeah. Tyson Brooks.
There it is, Tyson.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, okay. Buy me, close enough. That's 8 hours away. But yes, buy me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Left coast. Yeah. So I was working with Tyson because his internet was very slow, mm-hmm. and he had the free Comcast. And so we called, while I was on the phone, he called up Comcast, and they asked him to turn off, he asked them to turn off the router. So you can turn off that free wireless, but you have to call Comcast. But when they did that, they don't just shut off that. They shut off the whole antenna.
The wire. So you can't have it just for yourself.
Right. So if you're going to do that and you want to get rid of that, then you need to pick up yourself an access point, or just go get, or if you just want to be out of the whole thing, just go get another cable modem.
See, I'm when they put mine in, when I got upgraded to the DOCSIS 3, they didn't ask me if I went wireless. So it's just a plain modem, DOCSIS 3 modem. So, which is good. Right. And I got two access points going on in my house. So I don't have to worry about that. No problem there.
Yeah. So if you want to do that, get a hold of Comcast, guys, if you're doing that. So, Oregon Aaron says that he is going to try his Comcast stuff after the show, which is good, because you don't want to reboot it now because we're live still. I mean, that'd be silly. That's just, I don't even know who wants to do that. One of the companies that I work for, and I've mentioned this before, and they always surprise me every time I go in there, is the company who does 3D printing. And there, I go in there, and they're always building something, and I'm always asking where they're building, and it's always something. You know, well, this is for this drone, or this is for this, you know, Adidas sports team, or this is for something, you know, just off the wall that I never really think about them making, 3D printing this part. So I sent this email, I sent this website to them, this news article, where, and I thought, what a great use of 3D printing. So guy up in the space shuttle needs, or guy in the space station needs, need something. And so what does NASA do? They email him a drawing. He puts the drawing in a 3D printer. The 3D printer then prints him out a wrench And so now he has a tool. Mm-hmm. And I thought, absolutely perfect. Brilliant. Because now, I mean, if you can make 3D printing strong, if this stuff is very strong and flexible, it's not like you're sending a toolkit up into space that may or may not be used and then bringing it back down and then having to say, well, we had to compensate, you know, fuel and stuff like that for this, you know, 150 pounds of tools that may or may not be used. You send a 3D printer in space, and with the stuff, I can't remember I'm going to call it ink, you know, the 3D printing ink for a lack of terms, you know, it weighs what it weighs right then. And so when you print something, you have a negative and you have an addition. So you have the device and the device plus the rest of it, you know what I mean? It all is going to weigh the same, whether you have something printed or not. Together, it still weighs the same. I thought, what a great thing. You don't have to send extra stuff up into space, or you don't have to send extra things on something that you have to be specific on weights, because if you need something, you just print it. I don't know. I was excited about that. And actually the gentleman that I work for here that I'm contracted with, he knows the gentleman who worked with NASA who printed, and he called it something. I guess I want to call it filament or something, but it's what the 3D printer uses to make the device, the ink, if you will. He knows the gentleman who worked with them to do that. And I guess it's just getting stronger and stronger, and they're just using just better and better tools, you know, because everybody's seen those 3D pins where it kind of extrudes something and you draw and you kind of build on itself. These 3D printers over here, and literally it's less than a mile from my house. What they do is it's this fine, fine, really fine sand. It's not sand, but it is, you know, mm-hmm. and it's a machine that spreads it across, and then a laser up on top basically cooks the design. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then it spreads it across, and the laser up top cooks the design, and it spreads it across and cooks. And so what happens is now it spreads it across like this, it cooks it, and the bottom goes down a little bit. It spreads it across, it cooks it, and the bottom goes down a little bit. And so basically what you're doing is you're building from the bottom to the top, or, you know, if you will. And that's how this printer prints. And so it's not, you're not extruding stuff, this one here specific, and every one of the, from what I know, every one of the 3D printers has, depending on the material, it does different things, different laser strengths, different, you know, whether it extrudes or actually cooks it. I'm not sure where I was going with this, but anyways, so this one over here is probably different than the one in the space shuttle, or even those little pins that you can buy. I don't know what the home 3D printing ones, what those do. Hmm. When these ones get done here, if you've ever ever worked with like molten aluminum, and like in high school, mm-hmm. You would take your sand and you would pack it in around like it's not a frame, you know, you want to make something, so you pack it around something and then you split it open and then you take out and then now you have a negative impression, you put it back together, you fill it up with aluminum, right? You let it cool, you throw it in a bin, you basically break all the sand off, and then you have your item. That's the same thing here. After it gets all done, it's this big giant square, and they put it in a bin and they break it off and they, you know, use brushes and stuff, and you end up coming out with the item that has been cooked in there.
That's fascinating. So
it's actually, one of these days I'm gonna get down there and just kind of watch it, but it takes hours. They will run. They'll start a run at night, and it takes a good 6 hours before something comes out of it. But because it's this big block, and the block is about a foot by foot, and then I've seen it up to a couple feet deep, you know, and so that's the block. And so as much as you can get in there is as much as you can cook, because it's a laser, so it's very precise. So you may be having, you know, one big thing with a multiple small things, and so you can actually have different, you know, so you maybe have different customers that need different things. You don't have to run, you know, you can mix and match as long as it fits in the template. Mm-hmm. But I sent this to him, and he thought it was just a great use of 3D printing. And I'm like, yeah, throw it up into space.
I need some more Legos. I'll just get the 3D printer out and make some extra ones.
Well, they could do that. I mean, he could build Legos. I don't know how much it cost him to build Legos.
I don't know. You got to think a lot of these companies don't like that. I mean, same thing would happen when they came out with VHS and DVD. But the movie industry is doing just fine.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, yeah, and I don't know how much. I mean, he's in the process. He's too busy making government-funded tools right now that I don't think he'd stop and build Legos. But every now and then I kind of think, well, maybe I could do, you know, what if I have him build something for me? You know, maybe it's a, I don't know, something fun, something to tinker with, something that you throw in your keychain or, you know, I don't know, stapler holder or something.
Yeah.
I came across this, and this is more of just a link to kind of put in your listeners' notes for just reference. Somewhere I couldn't remember what I needed, but I needed to get a DVD again of Windows. Excuse me, and it's because I think I was reloading. Oh, I was reloading a laptop for a friend. Their hard drive completely died. And so I needed to get the ISO of a Windows 7. 64-bit Home Premium Service Pack 1. And so I put these links, I always keep these links because you never know when you're going to need just the media. The sticker was on the computer, I just needed to reload it I just needed media. And so this link here is Windows downloads for all operating systems. And so you can go in here and you can get ISOs, where to download them, whether you need 64-bit or 32-bit. But it's a good one just to have on hand so that way you can download ISOs as needed if you need the media and you have the license still. Now, of course, these do not come with licenses. So they're not going to be used to do that, but
if you have a legal license, it'll work.
Right. Right. If you have a legal license, this is just the media.
But it's got to be it's got to be meant for that whatever specific machine you're putting it on. If it came with that machine, let's say a machine came with Premium and you're trying to put Ultimate on it, it's not going to work.
No, because you're going to, the license key won't work. So this machine was a Dell machine, and it did have a Dell partition in it, so I couldn't, you know, the Dells, you can hit F11 or something like that and get into the recovery partition and re-recover, you know, it'll just do itself. The hard drive was gone. I couldn't even see it on my Linux box. It would throw errors, but it did have a sticker, so I knew what I was looking for. Downloaded it, put that key in, it worked just fine.
Actually, well, if they're OEM, sometimes they'll work without even putting the key in, they'll activate.
Right, right. But every now and then I kind of think, oh, that's right, where can I find this ISO again? And I usually just keep this list on hand.
Yeah, Chris Crawlers might have a little argument with you about this.
So. Well, okay, from what I remember from what Chris was saying was that, so this was a client's machine who needed they were getting their machine back. So I use the media and the license on that. I believe what Chris was saying was that if she said, I'm done with this machine, Martin, you can have it. And then I say, Mitch, I've got a machine I'm going to give you. You put it on there. I use that same license and I give it to you. I cannot do that. That is technically supposed to be against Microsoft's laws. But if I give it back to the same user, I can reuse that key.
Which makes no sense to me. But if I got to have everything intact anyway, it's going to be the same thing I'm giving to you. That's what I don't understand.
Right. I'm just saying now again, I'm hearing this third person because I'm hearing it from Chris on the podcast, the Podnuts call-in show, mm-hmm. is that's what I remember him saying, which I didn't know that. I assumed it was the same way where if I handed you the computer, the license follows the computer. Now, whether you have it or Tim has it or, you know, Dor has it, if it follows the computer. So if it gets reloaded with the same key, then it can go. But apparently it follows the user. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, you can take that information. You can do what you want with it, essentially. So those are, I was trying to think there was one other thing that I did, but I can't, like I said, it's been fairly quiet. Nothing too major. So,
I wish I had.
Well, how do you like your phone? Your new phone?
I do like it. The screen is a lot brighter.
It's fast.
It is much faster. The thumb, the finger reader. I'm trying to unlock it, and it keeps telling me no match.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that. I'm sorry.
Well, it's locked again. I see the benefit in it, but I think what happened is I held it and swiped my finger, so my finger's sideways with it. I'm gonna have to unlock it and pick another finger that I can put flat.
Another finger. Just make sure the one of yours.
right. But the problem I run into is that because I was holding it when I swiped it, I can't in the car when it's on the dash mount. I can't replicate that same hand angle. Mm-hmm. So it's, I just can't walk up to it and swipe my finger and be done with it. So I'm gonna have to fix that. But I want to now. I'm debating on the finger thing. I like it because of the LastPass integration. But what I don't like is that it's just sometimes it's not wonky. Very good.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I mean, because I almost got the S5. It was between that and HTC One M8, and I'm really satisfied with mine. I think mine doesn't have as much bloatware on there as TouchWiz or whatever Samsung, I forgot what they use.
Yeah, the TouchWiz is what Samsung used. Now, one of the first things I did though is I put the Google Now launcher on it, It's the Google launcher, Google interface on there, and now it reacts to when I say "Hello Google" or "Okay Google." It reacts to that. I knew as soon as I said it, my phone was gonna chirp up.
You know, you have to be rooted to use that, right?
No. Now with the other. I have to think because I believe on my wife's phone, she's using the Samsung TouchWiz. Mm-hmm. I think she can say it, but I don't remember. I'll have to just make her say it and see what happens. But she's had her phone now for a couple weeks. She's used it just a little bit. I need to sit down. I just haven't made the time to sit down with her and say, okay, here's some of the tools that we can, you know, put Voxer back on there, put, you know, what podcaster she wants to use, what music she wants to use, you know, loading music on there. And that may be one of the things we need to do tonight. So she's got music for our road trip tomorrow.
Right.
But, I can't, unfortunately, I think I'm out of stories.
It was interesting.
You're looking forward to the holidays.
I'm having almost 2 weeks off. I don't get back to the, man, I won't know what to do with myself. But as you know, I was searching for a guitar.
Yes.
And I just haven't pulled this string. Black Friday, the one I wanted, that was the best deal I could have gotten. Now it's like $200 or $300 more. So I'm like kicking myself. But I want to get something, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Hammett in the chat asked how the Google Now launcher is on battery life. Well, this phone has a better battery than my old one did. It's a little bit stronger, but it's also newer. And so really, it's not – I can go all day, and unless I really use it heavy, I can last all day easy, where my other phone, I was always plugging it in. One of the little annoyances is that this what's nice is this phone is waterproof, or at least water-resistant, up to 3 feet. For 30 minutes up to 3 feet, so dropping it, it's not really going to do anything. But because of that, the bottom of the phone, I don't know if people can see it I'll explain it, but if we're watching it live, the bottom of the phone where the charger is, there's a cover. Mm-hmm. And there's always this little, I always have to get something really small to kind of open that up because there's a plastic ring around it, so that seals that close, whereas my phone that I just dropped, My Samsung S4, it has an OtterBox on it, but so without the OtterBox, of course, then the oh, good grief, it was always exposed. Right. And so that's one of the things where I get in the car and it's like, oh, I gotta find a paperclip or something tiny to kind of pry that open a little bit, and I'm kind of nervous about what that's going to do to my over time, how's that going? What's that going to do to my phone? Because I'm always opening and closing that little tab on the bottom there. I'm really afraid that break. Piece of plastic is going to wear out.
But it is so for break. It's not like you're going to go swimming with your phone or anything.
That's, you know, that's the charging on it. That's everything. And so it makes me nervous. It has a heart monitor on it. I haven't used that yet. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Tim. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, well, I'm alive or I'm dead.
I can get on mine, you know, I get off at 3:30 and I'll use it at work and I might watch a video here or there, but just like a couple minutes. It'll be in the low 80s, high 70s when I get off of work. I think it's roughly the same size battery. It might be a little smaller than yours, I forget. But I think you can replace your battery. You put another one in. Right. Mine's permanent. I can't get in there.
Yeah, I wanted to go with something that I could use my SD card with, my micro SD card. And right. So the replaceable battery, the micro SD card slot on this. Now, this one, as opposed to my S4, my S4 could take, it was 16 internal and then up to 64. I believe it was up to 64 through an SD card. This one is also 16 internal, but it's 128 on the SD card.
It's like mine, except mine's 32 internal.
Oh, yeah.
I got a lot of stuff.
But what I notice is that even this is 16 and the other one's 16, there's not as much data on it. Like, it feels like it's less bloated. Mm-hmm. With it, that could just be perception.
That's one of the reasons why I didn't get it, because they said it was bloated. I mean, I almost got it. But I think you got a real good camera here. They knock, for whatever reason, they knock the HTC One M8 because it's got a 4-meg camera.
Right.
But if you're, I don't print stuff out. It's, yeah. It is super, super, super fast. I could never do that on an Android camera before. I mean, right. I'm really satisfied with the pictures it takes. I mean, you know, if I'm going to blow them up, you know, I'll probably see a difference then, you know, if I wanted to print them out, but I don't. I just print stuff, and I put them on, I take pictures, I'll just keep them on the computer, put them on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And if I'm printing 4 inches, that's going to be fine, but I don't even print any. I'm real satisfied with that camera on mine. But yours is really well rated on the S5.
Yeah, it has a it's pretty nice. I like it. I know my wife likes hers, so we both of us have new phones. I think I'm gonna replace it. So the next plan, when I went there to talk to them, so the next plan, you have to find the sweet spot. And so I had this was I was on the Next 12 with this, and I waited 18 months, so I was 6 months over on this. And so what happens is after the 12, you're eligible for the new phone.
Oh.
And so what I do is I can walk in and I can get this phone for my new phone for the same price. All I do is hand them this phone and they hand me my other phone and I walk out the door. There's no price increase because I just basically renew the next contract. Okay.
But you're paying, you're not getting the phone subsidized this way. Am I right?
What do you mean?
You're paying for the phone outright.
If I waited, yes. So what happened with this phone is since I waited 18 months, I could hand them this phone. I get this phone and I walk away. No price change. Hmm. The one thing that, because I had waited so long, the price on this phone was so cheap that I just bought it outright since I was right there. Mm-hmm. So I bought this phone outright, my S4, and then I signed up for the next plan again on my S5.
Oh, so you had to finish paying for it. Okay.
Well, I didn't have to.
Well,
but it was such a low price, and I can resell this because it's always had a case on it. It's got the little dings on it here, but this is the screen protector. That this phone is in such good protection, mm-hmm, that I could potentially make almost $200 more by selling this phone than I had to pay for it to own it. Now I had to own it over time, so it's. I mean, if you really put it out on paper, it's one thing. But if you kind of think of like, oh, I paid X amount of dollars to walk out the phone walk out the store with this phone. Now I'm going to resell it and then make money back on it.
I got you.
Yeah. So I was, the guy's like, well, you know, and so that's why when I was in the store, he said, you know, when that next 12 or next 14 or 18, so that was a 12 plan and I waited 18 months. This is an 18 month plan, which seemed to work fine for me. So after 18 months of me owning this phone, I can walk in, get another phone. Maybe it's the S6, maybe it's something else, and walk out. I just have to know what my price plan is. Okay. If it's $25, if I'm paying $25 a month for this phone, okay, then I go in and I can, then maybe I want to look for a $25 phone, or maybe I want to go in and look for a cheaper phone. But if I like the phone that I see, then maybe I want to do maybe the next 24. So stretch it out even longer, mm-hmm, for a lower price. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's why this one was on a 12 month plan, a 12 month plan. And this one's on an 18 month plan.
See, I'm
They're the same price per month. But this one's ultimately more expensive.
AT&T, right? Still.
AT&T, yeah.
All right, I'm with Verizon. I just got the traditional subsidized phone. It was like $100. But I got it, you know, for 2 years. And I was grandfathered in before, but since I got this, I lost that. But they gave me 6 gigabytes, and everything else stayed the same. I don't have unlimited phone. I got like 450 minutes the plan I was on. I can't text. I can text, but they charge me like a quarter each way. But I get around with that just using apps. But I only pay $73 a month. You can't beat that.
There's
other plans, like if you want to get different phones, it's fine. But you are paying for the phone. You are paying for the phone one way or the other. So whereas this one is totally subsidized. So.
Yeah. Adam in the chat room was talking about his S4 that he has and the battery life. And he says he gets 15 to 25 hours of life each day. There are 3,000 milliamp batteries, and he bought them for $20 on Amazon. And I just looked.
That's a big battery.
That is a big battery. This one here, it's 2332, and I'm just looking to see. It doesn't. I'd have to go quickly look and stuff. But this one's 2332 for this battery. It's a 2800 milliamp battery. I believe that's what's in my S5 right now is 2800.
26 or 28.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I said, I don't have to. I used to bring my charger with my old phone to work. I don't even bother doing that. But another good thing at it, when it's dead, it's like charged up in an hour, so it doesn't take long to charge up mine.
Yeah,
maybe 2 hours.
Well, here's an S5. This is from Anaker. It's a 7500 milliamp high capacity extended battery combo with the Galaxy S5. So it's a case that fits on it, and it's a 7500 milliamps, and it's $40. That's not too bad. The fact that it makes it a little thicker, but So, and I just went with, I only dropped mine this one a couple times, and so didn't really do much. You know, it's got a little nicks out of the OtterBox, which I'll take off when I go to resell it, but I went ahead and just went with a plain case on this one. But I did get the new, instead of the bodyguard shield, which is like, it's kind of a plastic on the top. Mm-hmm. This is actually a piece of glass that sits on this. So it's a lot, it's scratch proof. Mm-hmm. And that was like, I mean, I bought it while I was there because they put it on, and if anything happens, I can take it back to them. So it was, I know that I'm paying for those things, and so I think that was like $40 for that cover. But the guy was, when I went back to him, so we went in and bought my wife's phone through him. I had the Moto X that I was going to walk out the door with. It was all ready to go. Really? It actually still shows up on my Amazon. It actually still shows up on my AT&T account, but it didn't have the card, the external card. So I had to go back to my old phone. So when I went back to AT&T to talk to him, I went right back to him and I said, okay, I'm ready to buy a phone now. So, and then because of that, he actually knocked some extra money off for me. So I specifically looked out for him because, you know, he worked to sell us the stuff. He was very nice to get, you know, multiple devices set up and then reconfigured after it was a mistake. And, you know, and because of that,
are you on a family thing with the kids too and everything?
Yeah. Well, so now we have my phone, my wife's phone, the two kids' phones, my mother's phone,
really?
And then now we have a tablet on cellular. So the tablet just stays in the airplane mode. So we pay the price for the tablet, but it does suck up, you know, its bandwidth. But right now when we're in the house, it's just on airplane mode. Right. There's no reason to take it off airplane mode. You can play, my wife usually just plays Words with Friends or something like that. She watches movies on it. You know, it works just as good as my Nexus 7, except it's a whole lot nicer. but it has an external card on it. So we throw a VLC on there or something like that. You know, my Nexus 7 does not. So I always have to, you know, kind of move things around if I want to watch a video, whatever. We throw, you know, an SD card on there. It has a micro SD and a, what's the other one? That's for, like, you see a lot of them in cameras.
Micro SD?
Well, the micro is what my phone has, and it's a tiny little one. Then there's the next size bigger.
Oh, bigger.
Yeah. Anyways, her tablet also takes those as well.
Okay.
So we can deck it out with a whole bunch of
SD and micro SD. Oh.
Yeah, it must be just an SD card. But it has, you know, you can plug it in there and boom. So you can have tons of movies.
Yeah, I can't. You know, with Comcast, like you were saying, you know, I got the full package, and I got my phone, internet, and TV. I pay like $180 a month, and I got four premium channels for a year. But anyway, like when the Orioles were in the playoffs, I could log into my Comcast account on the phone, and I'm watching them on the phone. But I can't sit more than 5 minutes watching a video on the phone. Just can't do it. It's just too small. And even though it looks good, it's clear and everything, but you know, just couldn't watch. Maybe a 7-inch or something, but I like my big screen. Well, I don't have a big screen, 40-inch TV, but not the same.
Yeah. Adam Hammett in the chat room just posted, and I'll put it in the show notes, but he posted, so we're talking about batteries.
Right.
He posted the link for Amazon for the S4. Now I'm trying to find it, but it has, so that it's the 100-day warranty. It's two Galaxy S4 3000 milliamp batteries with a charger, and for $21.99. But this is for the S4. He says they have them for the S5, and I haven't seen them yet. But the charger is a I guess it is. So it's a USB charger. So it's a I'm going to explain it to the listeners. So I have a it's a cradle, essentially, that the battery, you know, you put it in one side and it kind of snaps into the top so that it sits flush with the cradle. But the cradle has a USB port on the side of it. It mm-hmm. also has prongs on the back that fold in so you can unplug it and plug it into the wall. So you can charge it via your 110, 120, what is it? 110? Yeah, wall socket. Yeah. So, and this is for, you know, I know we have some listeners that are overseas. So this is all US-based charging plans, but yeah, $21.99. And I do have, actually, it looks like I can get, you can, if you have Prime, you can get it 2 days. So that's pretty cool. You always walk around with another battery for $21. But, well, Mitch, I think that's all I have.
It's fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I wish Tim was here, but I know he's sick, and I hope he feels better.
Well, I want to wish everybody who listens to us and to have a Merry Christmas, which is 2 days away, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and people on the radio were calling today Christmas Eve Eve, and it drives my daughter's nuts.
Yeah, she Christmas calls it, Eve Eve. Yeah.
Well, she calls it Christmas Adam, Adam and Eve. Yeah, so. Yeah. So she calls it Christmas Adam, and she's like, why can't they just call it Christmas Adam? And I'm like, I don't know. So everybody says, well, this is Christmas Eve Eve, and she gets like visibly like, "Arr." I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I too want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and hope that everybody just has a great time just relaxing and spending time with your family. And don't think about the million questions of how come my new E-machine doesn't connect to AOL very well. Just let that one go till after Christmas. Because somebody somewhere is getting an E-machine with 4,500 hours of AOL. And that's when you say, let me introduce you to my friend Linux.
Oh, yeah.
Could you say, guess what? It's free as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, Mitch, if people want to give us a voicemail, a call, want to get a hold of us, what's the best way they can do that?
You caught me off guard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have that thing up.
Let me song and dance.
Yeah, you have it up. Just
I don't
have it up. It's on podnuts.com.
Yes. Well, yes, you can find us at podnuts.com. If you want to give us a call, it's 707-6-PODNUT, 707-6-PODNUT, right? Podnut. And then geeksters at podnuts.com, PODNUTZ. If you want to get a hold of me, I'm M.Obando in Google Plus. I'm Martin at ObandoComputing.com. I'm Obando Computing in the chat room. If you're listening and you haven't come and visit us with the chat, come and hang out with us. Adam Hammett and Highlander are having a nice talk about batteries right now about in the show, and it's just great. It's a good community. You can jump in there. It's not always busy. Usually during shows, it's kind of going well. But you know, jump in there and just say hi, introduce yourself, and they don't bite too hard. You know, there's a small initiation fee, nothing big, but we hope that you guys all have just a very Merry Christmas. And if we don't see you before the next year, before the new year, if something comes up next Tuesday, which I hope not, I want to just wish everybody a Happy New Year as well. All right, guys. Well, have a great fiscal Geeksters week, and don't forget to stay gruntled. All right, guys. Catch you next week. Bye-bye.